CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A deadly incident involving two mid-sized business jets at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport. KPHO-TV's Emma Lockhart is at the scene.
We know one person is dead. Two people were rushed to the hospital. One was treated on scene. And we know that fire crews right now are still working to pull someone from one of those jets.
The FAA says a private jet had veered off the runway and crashed into another private jet that was parked on private property. A big legal headache could soon be remedied for New York City Mayor Eric Adams. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
The Department of Justice has told federal prosecutors to drop their corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. In September, the Democrat was indicted on 5 counts, including bribery, conspiracy, and campaign finance violations, but there have been rumors that President Trump would take steps to end the criminal case. He had hinted at the possibility of a pardon in December, saying Adams had been treated pretty unfairly. Last month, Adams was at Trump's inauguration and also met with him at Mar-a-Lago. Mayor Adams was accused of accepting bribes of free or discounted travel and illegal campaign contributions, but pleaded not guilty. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
President Trump announces 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports. Kristen Myers with the financial website ETF.com.
We are going to see the tariffs will impact consumers as we essentially have to pay the cost of those taxes that those companies or those importers are paying.
Reciprocal tariffs targeting countries that level duties on U.S. goods are expected to be announced by the president later in the week. A judge in Boston says he will continue to pause President Trump's federal buyout offer. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
This means federal employees don't have to make a decision about the proposed buyout by midnight tonight. The U.S. district judge sided with the unions, who sued to stop the program entirely, and says he'll continue to keep the plan on hold as he weighs whether to issue a preliminary injunction.
A federal judge in Rhode Island says that the Trump administration has not complied with an earlier order that blocked its freeze on federal assistance and has ordered agencies to immediately restore any paused or withheld dollars during continuing legal proceedings. President Trump says the Gaza ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas should be canceled if
all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock. I think it's an appropriate time. I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
Trump also says Palestinians would have no right to return to Gaza under his plan for U.S. ownership of the war-torn territory. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's business solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
An Elon Musk-led group proposes buying OpenAI for just over $97 billion. OpenAI CEO says no thank you. A study shows there may be a better way to deal with some peanut allergies. CBS's Wendy Gillette has details.
Children with a high threshold peanut allergy who ate gradually larger doses of peanut butter became much less sensitized compared to those who avoided peanuts, according to the study from New York's Mount Sinai. The researchers say increasing doses of store-bought peanut butter is a safe and inexpensive way to handle the allergy. A high threshold peanut allergy means a child can tolerate at least half a peanut. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Dogman!
Dogman chased its own tail at the weekend box office, repeating as the top movie in theaters. Both new releases, Love Hurts and the Valentine's Day themed slasher, Heart Eyes, were left nipping at the heels of Dogman. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries this evening, a cloudy sky otherwise tonight, low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, a clearing sky with sunshine for the afternoon, highs in the low 20s. Then a winter storm watch late Tuesday night and Wednesday for significant snow. Currently it's 26.
You'll catch him surfing at the
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
inside, outside USA.
Australia,
inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone
surfing
USA.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Someone to lean on, and I'm lost. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
I told you.
that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness.
feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me.
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you.
With
local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Yeah. Any time to show
you what you need to live.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a one. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on,
jump on, jump on, jump back. Oh, well, I think you got the name.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least one person is dead and others injured when private jets collide at the Scottsdale Airport in Arizona. Airport spokesperson Kelly Keister.
A Learjet aircraft on its arrival from Austin veered off the runway and collided with another jet, a Gulfstream 200 aircraft that was parked. It appears that the left main gear failed upon landing, resulting in the accident.
Citing his restricted ability to help the Trump administration enforce its immigration policies, the Justice Department tells federal prosecutors to drop their corruption case against New York Mayor Eric Adams.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Justice Department's order directs that the case be dismissed without prejudice. It comes after months of speculation that President Trump's Justice Department would take steps to end the criminal case against Mayor Adams, who was accused of accepting bribes of free or discounted travel and illegal campaign contributions. In a statement, his office says, despite a lot of fanfare and sensational claims, ultimately there was no evidence presented that he broke any